seated. Friends, we are gathered here together in the sight of God to witness and bless the joining together of Marie and William in Christian marriage. The covenant of marriage was established by God, who created us male and female for each other. With his presence and power, Jesus graced a wedding at Cana of Galilee, and in his sacrificial love gave us the example of the love between husband and wife. William and Marie come to give themselves to each other this day in this holy covenant. So I ask you now, in the presence of God and these witnesses, to declare your intention to enter into union with each other through the grace of Jesus Christ, who calls you into union with himself, as acknowledged in your baptism. Marie, will you have William to be your husband, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live? Great. William, will you have Marie to be your wife, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her for as long as you both shall live? Great. I now invite you to hear a reading from Scripture, from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation, giver of all grace, bless and sanctify with your Holy Spirit William and Marie, who come now to join in the covenant of marriage. Grant that they may give their vows to each other in the strength of your steadfast love. Enable them to grow in love and peace with you and with one another all of their days, and that they may reach out in concern and service to each other into your created world. We pray this to you through Jesus Christ. Amen. William and Marie, I invite you to face one another and hold hands. Look into each other's eyes and repeat after me. William, we'll begin with you. In the name of God, I, William, take you, Marie, to be my wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish for as long as we both shall live. And this is my solemn vow. Marie, if you'll repeat after me. In the name of God, I, Marie, take you, William, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish for as long as we both shall live. This is my solemn vow. May I have the rings? Thank you. These rings are an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace, signifying to all the joining of William and Marie in Christian marriage. Let us pray. Bless, O Lord, the giving of these rings, that they who wear them may live in your peace and continue in your favor all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Joe, if you'll take Marie's ring and slide it on her finger as you repeat after me. Marie, I give you this ring as a sign of my vow. And with all that I am and all that I have, I honor you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Marie, if you'll take Joe's ring, slide it on his finger as you repeat after me. William, I give you this ring as a sign of my vow, and with all that I am and all that I have, I honor you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You have declared your consent and vows before God and these witnesses. May God confirm your covenant and fill you both with grace. Friends, now that Marie and William have given themselves to each other through solemn vows, with the joining of hands and the giving and receiving of rings, I announce to you that they are husband and wife. In the name of God our Creator, Christ our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit our Sustainer, those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. Let us pray for the blessing of the marriage. Eternal God, you have so consecrated the covenant of Christian marriage that in it is represented the covenant between Christ and his church. Send, therefore, your blessing upon William and Marie so that they may surely keep their marriage covenant and so grow in love and godliness together, that their home may be a haven of blessing and peace through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Marie, William, may God the Eternal keep you in love with each other so that the peace of Christ may abide in your home. Go and serve God and your neighbor in all that you do. Friends, bear witness to the love of God in this world so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you generous friends. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to present to you Mr. and Mrs. William White. You may kiss the bride. He was